Here we go.
Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
Gothamist, April 29th, 2026.
Council bill aims to permanently disarm NYPD's robot dogs.
By Ben Feuerherd.
A city council member wants to preemptively disarm the NYPD's robot dogs.
Council member Jennifer Gutierrez said she planned to introduce a bill on Thursday that would prohibit the NYPD from deploying robots armed with weapons and using robots in a manner likely to cause physical injury.
The bill, dubbed the Asimov Act, is a nod to science fiction author Isaac Asimov, who coined the three laws of robotics. The first he wrote is that a robot may not injure a human being or, through inaction, allow a human being to come to harm.
The NYPD's robot dog, known as Spot the Digidog, was first introduced under former Mayor Bill de Blasio, but was later shelved after video of the droid running through a public housing complex circulated online, causing alarm.
De Blasio's successor, Eric Adams, yeah. embraced the use of robots for public safety during his administration and redeployed the NYPD's robot dog in 2023. Officials said the robot could be used in hostage negotiations and terrorist incidents.
At the time, then NYPD Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry said the department spent $750,000 to purchase two of the machines. He said they are remote controlled and would be used in operations with the emergency service unit.
In a statement, an NYPD spokesperson said the department uses robotics during critical incidents by facilitating communication, reducing human exposure to hazardous environments, and safely resolving life-threatening incidents.
No NYPD robots are equipped with weapons, nor are they used in any way that is likely to cause physical injury, the statement said.
Eleni Manis, the research director at the Surveillance Technology Oversight Project, said Gutierrez's bill addresses an important issue.
She noted that the safety guide for the Digidog calls for people to stand 2 meters from the robot, a difficult feat if the robots are ever deployed to a busy New York street.
It is entirely warranted in wanting the NYPD to pledge not to use any robot in a manner that could cause physical injury, Manis said.
And now, here is Old Dog, New Tricks, written by Natalie Sachs, directed by Brian Gillespie, performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, May 4th, 2026.
Morning, Martinez. Morning, Rosie.
Morning, Kowalski.
How's Rosie doing today?
Oh, a little stiff in the hips, for sure. Well, she may not be counting down to her retirement, but I'm doing it for her. Yeah, this good girl deserves a good long rest. Yeah.
Can't believe you're retiring your third dog already. You thinking about number four yet?
No way. Rosie's my top dog for as long as I've got her.
Oh, are you gonna get her like a giant box of tennis balls and then dump them on her head to celebrate?
Did you see that on TikTok or something?
I'm just saying, we consider it. We could go viral.
Yeah, but by doing the exact same thing that someone else already went viral for? Yeah, Kowalski, that's definitely how the internet works.
We gotta get in the modern era somehow.
We absolutely do not. Yeah, I don't know about you, but I like the canine unit because I enjoy working somewhere where animals can still do the job better than the technology.
Sergeant?
Sergeant.
Martinez, ready to meet your next partner?
Wait, what do you mean, sir? Rosie still has a few months to go until... Whoa, what is that?
Oh, no way! Is that that robot dog from the news?
Spot the Digidog in the flesh. Or, you know, in the metal or whatever.
Why is it here?
Gift from a very generous donor. The NYPD's entering the AI age, boys. Before long, all the pups will be out to pasture. Imagine how much we can save on food and training.
Hey, didn't we stop using robots months ago because they were scaring the public?
That was when they were using them to apprehend criminals. Search and rescue's different.
Find a few lost little kids, and this good boy's gonna get the whole city on our side.
Does it know how to do search and rescue?
It's AI. It knows everything. I'm sure you'll figure it out.
Sir, come on.
This is so cool. Look at his legs. Look at all the cameras it's got on it. And look at how long the grabbing arm gets.
Why have I got a bad feeling about this?
Why do you get the robot dog instead of me is what I want to know.
You're welcome to it.
Come on, don't be like that. Here, let's check out the manual and what it says. Okay, it says, it can live stream video, laser scan, and detect radiation? Oh, that's interesting.
It can't smell.
What?
It's not alive. It can't smell. Look, how can it detect missing persons if it can't smell?
I don't know. Maybe it can see in infrared or something.
How can it comfort a scared child? Look, it doesn't even have a face.
People will get used to it, Martinez. You just gotta give them time. We're living in the future here.
Did you find in the manual if it knows how to search for missing persons?
No. Mm-hmm. It just says, it recommends people stay at least 2 meters away from it at all times.
Yeah, that's helpful.
You gotta give it a chance. Here, why don't you try giving it a command?
How do I even address it?
Hey, Spot! There you go!
Okay. Spot, locate Sergeant O'Brien.
Yeah, see? It knows what to do. It's probably powered by Claude or something, or one of the good AIs, right? It'll find the Sarge in no time. What was that?
Oh, my lunch.
By the way, Martinez, I forgot to mention we got a press event tomorrow, and you're going to be putting old Spot through his paces, so better get practicing.
Oh, great, just great.
You know what your problem is?
Oh, I got a problem? Do I?
You're an old dog.
Hey, who are you calling old?
You're an old dog who don't want to learn any new tricks. This is the way of the world, Martinez. You gotta keep up or shut up.
Sure.
I mean, I use Claude for everything now. Looking up TikToks, doing my taxes, talking to my wife.
You make an AI talk to your wife for you?
Sure, someone's gotta do it. It ain't gonna be me.
Oh, and what? And what does she have to say about that matter?
She says, I've never been so good at listening to her.
Of course she does.
Look, I know you love Rosie, and she's been a great partner for you, but you've gotta accept that the world has changed. And who knows, maybe someday you'll come to love Spot, just like you do Rosie. I mean, look at him. He can be a good boy, too.
Okay, it's not a he, it's an it. And it doesn't have the first idea what it's doing.
So he needs some training. Rosie needed training, too. Maybe you're just holding him to an unfair standard.
All right, well, how do we train it, then? You got the manual.
Let me send it to Claude and see what he says.
Oh, you can't even read anymore. Give me that.
I can't do read. There are just better things to spend my time on.
Oh, yeah, like what? What's one thing you actually still do for yourself instead of having AI fuck it up for you instead?
It's not fucking things up for me.
I've seen your last few reports.
Don't judge me.
Oh, do I have to get Claude to do that too? That Claude can do anything, I hear. Look, you've already got your AI talking to your wife better than you do. Okay, wonder what else it can do better for her than you can.
Get out.
What? You told it to get out?
I did not.
No, you literally just did.
So where's it going?
I don't know. What else did you tell it to do?
I didn't tell it to do anything. It's your you're the master.
I didn't give it any orders. I couldn't even figure out how to find the sergeant.
Ah! Oh my! What was that?
Where's it coming from?
Put me down, you infernal hellbeast! The window! Look out the window!
What is that?
It's the arm! They're tracked the bomb!
Oh, but why? I told it to find the sergeant, not to suspend our chief commanding officer out the window using its giant retractable arm.
I don't know. I guess it just assumed.
Get me down, you idiots!
They gave us a fucking attack robot and told us it could do search and rescue?
What are we gonna do?
Well, you know, I know someone in this unit who still knows how to do a good old-fashioned rescue mission. Rosie, fetch.
Rosie? Oh, thank God, Rosie, I got you. Pull me in.
Hell yeah, Rosie.
That thing is never gonna be my fourth rescue partner. But you, my brilliant, perfect little girl, will always be my number one.
This has been Old Dog, New Tricks, written by Natalie Sachs, directed by Brian Gillespie, featuring Shari Hazlett, John Noel, and Jared Pesciata. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, May 4th, 2026. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram. And find all our past recordings at our website, livingradionyc.com.